You just can't beat the classic original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party! Hey.
Welcome to the podcast of Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
Please, nice of you to join us again.
God. Hey, Goldilocks.
Is your porridge warm enough?
I found my box of quick oats. There we go. Slow release. Carbs.
It's
what we all need.
It is good that you're okay, you know? I think Sarah and I were sitting here thinking, I know Lee's
How
like
is she still upright when she hasn't eaten in 7 hours?
Yeah, and so.
That is right. So. I hardly ate last night again. I had 3/4 of a packet of 2-minute noodles.
That's so good, mate.
So good. And a ham sandwich.
Also, Scotty, can you be objective with us? Now, you know what we were like when we were on weekend breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you think we've given up on our appearance coming into work now?
Because I don't think anything's changed from when I first started on weekend breakfast to now.
Oh. Because, well, it's just that Lise has come to work in her pajamas today.
I actually slept in this. I just put on the puffer vest.
A puffer vest makes everything okay.
Sorry. Actually, no, I don't apologise.
I'm serious, but you can get away with a lot of fashion crimes if you've got a puffer vest on. That's basically my winter motto.
I saw a male puffer vest the other day.
Did and you
I
want thought,
oh, my God, let's get the one.
Should we have matching? Should the three of us be wearing the same damn thing in the morning?
Yes, because I just said to Aaron yesterday, he doesn't like wearing a jacket. He needs a puffer vest too.
Point.
Or a scarf.
Good.
At least keep your extremities
Aaron,
warm.
You were either going to be the extreme one way or the other on this. Were you the kid at school that took like one change of clothes to camp?
No, that wouldn't have been Aaron.
No, I don't think it would be either. No. But there's also part of me that hopes
he's got a lot of pride. I just don't think he's got an internal thermostat that works like the rest of us.
Males tend not to have an internal thermostat, don't they?
No, well, I agree because Wills and I are so different in bed and in... sorry.
Oh, jeez.
I meant sleeping together in bed.
Yeah, and that's also,
that's what I thought you meant.
Guys, geez. The G-string is working.
He hasn't seen it.
Oh, my God. Sarah.
I want that audio. That's the audio we want.
And back to what I was trying to say. And in the shower, because I will have raging hot showers. So hot that my skin will flake off like a lizard the next time. Don't put the music on.
Please. Oh, Scott.
What?
Go, put the music on.
No, okay, so
and then in
the
bed,
shower, you'll have raging hot
water.
Right.
Water.
Yeah.
Whereas he always thinks it's too hot
yeah.
and wants something
it's
cooler.
So hot.
And then what about in bed?
In bed, I always sleep full PJs, sheet, blanket over the top, whereas he'll just sleep like in his trunks. And won't even put the cover on until it's sort of 7 degrees.
Guys, you know what else? Dane came home from shift last night because he's training some crews and he came home at about 7. And I tell you, it's my favourite time of year when Dane goes into our bedroom, gets out of his new uniform and comes back out in a full tracksuit. Love it. Because typically he will not wear any form of lounge or pyjama wear. And when he gets into his tracksuit pants and a hoodie, I go wild for it. And he knows it too. He knows it.
I just wonder how much Dane knows about other people knowing about him. Because he's such like an introverted, quiet type of man. What? Whereas you've got people knowing that The Handmaid's Tale is a trigger. Tracksuit pants are a trigger. Ugg boots are a trigger.
Yeah, but all of that, nothing compares to you telling us that you and Wills have really hot showers.
Exactly. I think it's nice. You know what? What's the alternative? The sad, sad alternative that I don't find my husband of 10 years attractive? I'll be damned. I like him in his loungewear. So what? Sue me. I'm also hungry. Can I please just eat some porridge. And also, you left my charger here at work, Sarah.
I know.
It's not a work charger. It's my car charger.
On the way, as I left, I thought, oh, I'm going to get wrapped over the knuckles today. And that was just it. I went to the Apple store yesterday and bought a brand new charger because my other charger just isn't working. I bought those cheapo ones you get from the chemist and they're absolutely rubbish. They last all of 5 weeks.
Apple ones
No, well, I...
Can we decide to put our phones on our company plan?
Yes, yes.
Do we need to check that?
I already signed up. I already signed up to Apple's
business. Enjoy your day.
Sorry, corporate chit-chat here.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
A little bit awkward because this is where we test Liz on her inability with accents.
And I think she's run away. She's not sitting here in the studio with us. She knows that it's Wednesday, which means we put her hopelessness at accents to the test. Now, today, Scotty, in the spirit of... Oh, here she is. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Take your time.
You guys told me to rack off because you were preparing...
Was it shocking that you still had a job to do before 6 a.m.?
I was making porridge with sliced pear and cinnamon sugar.
Oh,
now it's going to go cold.
Delicious. Well, wrap your ears around this. In the spirit of the FIFA World Cup...
Wow, Sarah, you sound really natural saying that.
I was going to say FIFA. I was like, no, that's not it. The FIFA World Cup, which is kicking off, see what I did there, the soccer tournament. Oh, God.
She's really sporty, folks.
I am. I'm so sporty. We are going to do the German edition today, Lise. I don't think we've pit your tests, your skills to Germany, have we?
I don't believe we have.
Here's a little montage.
Oh, yeah, this is Lise's attempts at our previous accent games.
Please join me in welcoming Russia.
Hello, everybody. Hello from Russia to you all.
New Zealand.
I'm kind of like the leader in half. I'm made of rocks, as you can see.
Greece.
Hello, my friends. My name is Tarios Koyos.
Transylvania.
I am Alexandra the no.
England.
Honestly, am I the only person who's ever bothered to read Hogwarts, a history?
New Zealand.
The possibility of having a kid like me in class is
good.
In class is enough to put anyone off.
Ireland.
Moiki is convinced over 45 sheep have been stolen.
Yes, what you just heard there, good people, was our very own accent opening ceremony to celebrate the FIFA World Cup.
That was shocking. Now, even I can say.
Now, the one missing in there is Germany.
They're a very good FIFA team, aren't they?
They are. So,
I'm sure they won the last World Cup.
I'm pretty sure they won the last World Cup.
You're about to hear the quote that you need to repeat.
Right.
Now, if you're listening, call us 131060. If you can judge Lise's German accent or give it a crack yourself. Okay, Scott, here we go.
Here's what you're working on.
I try to help the team. So today was, again, important game for us. I try to give my best.
Oh, God, this is not going to be good.
Just think, this is a European accent. You've got European heritage, Lise.
It's not going to sound good, guys.
It's not.
Okay. Can I just hear it one more time, please?
I try to help the team. So today was, again, important game for us. I try to give my best.
Okay. Come on.
Well,
chop, chop.
I tried to help the team. No. I tried to help the team. Today was, again, an important... No, that's a P. An important game for us. I tried to give my best. That was great.
It wasn't.
That was better than I anticipated.
It wasn't. This is like you when you sing.
How would you do German, though? That's hard.
You clip... You change the W's to V's and you very clipped.
There were no W's in there than was.
Yes.
Today was... Today, again, was an important game for us. No...
That was better.
Stuff it.
That was better.
It's stuff it.
Because what you tend to do is, I mean, even with the opening ceremony that we just heard from you, they are all, you're actually, it's actually one international accent. Kiwi becomes Russian, becomes English.
What did you think?
It was all right, but I think it needs a lot of work, you know what I mean?
Well, that was Borat, Adam. Was that? Were you trying to be German?
Adam, was that your attempt at German? Because I think you and I would make a great couple.
I'm very offended by your impersonation. And my heritage is very offended.
I think Adam was actually German then, going by that comment.
Oops.
Oops. Sarah, my feet don't stink anymore.
No, it's because they're real sheep's wool in Skinny's Ugg boots.
Because I used to have the fake ones.
Oh, pong and a half.
And my rule with them was like, you have to wear cotton socks. Otherwise, it's like death by pong.
Death by foot scent.
Yes, but now.
Not so in the Skinny's Ugg boots. I mean, I wouldn't even say Ugg. I'd say Ugg. Do you see what I did there?
I do.
Oh, please applaud the
queen. I can't say I hate it.
Hey, lady. You want to swap our undies, baby? 'Cause after all, this is Underwars.
Lee's and Sarah's Underwars.
Yeah, guys, this is day two of our week-long underwear challenge where Sarah and I have decided to settle the score once and for all because I am an avid G-string aficionado. She goes for the very, very, very full briefs. We've decided to swap undies for the week. We've bought for each other.
Yeah, I'm now looking at the week for me like the seven stages of grief.
Oh,
now I'm just in anger because I'm sick of having a permanent wedgie that I can do nothing about. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it, Lisa. That's it. I don't even want to talk about it. That's how angry.
Yesterday, you did say, though, that there was some comfort associated. So don't throw
it
all
now.
Out.
I'm over it.
Now, this is what happened to me last night, Sarah. I was wearing your incredibly large undies that you purchased for me.
Floral, spot of lace.
Floral, everything that is against who I am as a person.
You can see them, Instagram.com, Lee's and Sarah, is where you'll find a picture of the undie swap.
Yes. Now, I decided to show my family members my undies and get their call. Scotty, do we have, should we go to
We've put the two boys, your two sons, together.
Let's go to what Maxie, 4.5, and Remy, nearly 9, had to say. Rem, I want to show you something.
Yeah.
What do you think of these compared to my old undies?
Oh, they're shells.
Yes, they are shells. What do you think?
They're better?
Yes.
They look more comfortable.
Do they?
Yeah, much more comfortable than the ones you wore, where they were tightened up your ass.
Really? Yeah. What do you think of these undies?
Good. Good.
Which one do you like better?
Those.
You like these ones better? Why?
Because
your current ones are indecent. Indecent exposure children's eyes to see.
First off, Remy picked straight away that they were yours. How he knew that,
Well, he knows
Sarah.
I'm a good influence on you, Lee.
I don't know.
That I bring value to your life.
I'm also not thrilled that he swore, but, I mean, you know, that's just the way he rolls. Now, I did record my husband's reaction, but because he's so softly spoken, it's barely audible.
Okay.
So, Scotty, will you play Dane for me, and we'll do it. Okay. So I started off by dacking myself in the kitchen and saying, Dane, what do you think of these?
Wow. Where'd you get them?
Oh, be honest. Give me your honest opinion compared to my G-string.
They look great.
They're a full undie, Dane.
What's wrong with that?
Like they're daggy, aren't they?
No, they're not. They look awesome.
Dane, are you serious?
Yeah, they look great.
3 for 3, Sarah.
I am telling you that there is only one winner this week, and it's you. It is not me. It is not the G-string. They are a ridiculous form of underwear that serve no purpose. They're not sensible. They're not comfortable. They're not practical. No, no.
I will say,
I'm actually annoyed that you're getting such a benefit out of my choice of underwear.
Until you wear them.
I am literally suffering in my jocks.
And until you wear them on a night out and you have no visible panty line and you
feel
like the
queen of the
night.
But I don't care about VPL.
You should, though. As your friend, I need to tell you that your VPL is a serious concern. Okay? Day three kicks off tomorrow.
You can see the girls suffering in their jocks. Little spontaneous diary entries happen on the Instagram stories. Follow Lise and Sarah.
I'm angry.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hey, guys, a couple of days ago, the royal family, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, were photographed at a charity polo match. They were watching William, the Duke of Cambridge, playing in a charity polo match, and Kate and the kids were sitting up on a hill watching him, having a little picnic, and Prince George, three-year-old Prince George, was photographed playing with guns. Obviously, toy pistols, toy knives, toy handcuffs, and it has thrown the Twitter sphere into an absolute just spin, as you would predict, Sarah, as you would predict. There is outrage, there is backlash over this child playing and shooting his mother, his cousins, with a toy gun. Now, you know where I sit on this. I'm a mother of two boys. My eldest is nearly 9. My youngest is turning 5 later in the year. But I am interested in other people's opinions because I feel to some extent that being a mother of boys and being surrounded by Nerf guns and every weapon under the sun, to me, this is a non-issue. I don't even bat an eyelid. I mean, on most Saturday mornings after footy, I have between 5 and 7 boys running around our property playing tactical war games, and I voluntarily bring out our weapons chest. We also have a wall in the shed dedicated to Nerf guns. Now, they're all toys, they're all fakes, and I let them go for it. No one gets harmed. For me, this is how children play, and I've never once seen any harm in it. A few of the comments on Twitter that I thought were interesting, this one in particular: no child in this day and age should look at any gun as a fun toy. This looks far too real. I mean, Also, someone else saying, I thought he was a sensitive child. You know, I mean, I just think this is PC madness. I feel that for me, there's nothing wrong with this. I would be more concerned if I found one of my sons ripping the wings off a butterfly or frying an ant with a magnifying glass. That, to me, would show I would be much more alarmed at my child hurting an animal. There's curiosity there.
I reckon we can open the phone lines.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to add in on this, 131060 is our phone number. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Sarah, have you ever been offended or shocked when you've come over to my house?
I'm thinking while you're talking about all this, and obviously I've got two girls, so they're not interested in weaponry. But I've also known that boys, even if they don't have a toy gun on, they'll pretty much make guns out of anything. Like, they'll pick up a stick that has a tiny angle and that will become a gun. And so while you were talking, I jumped online and was having a read, and there was a really interesting article on CNN website that says here, psychological research has found no link between toy weapon play and aggression. A lot of the time it's adults projecting, you know, what they know from gun violence onto kids. But for kids, they just see it as playful. And I mean, a Nerf gun with foam pellets is, I don't know, I imagine it's more of a way for kids to annoy each other and, you know, play. Rather, they're not doing it to
hurt people.
They're not having any adult thoughts around that. And, you know, it says here too, boys are drawn to the notion of the heroic role play, combating evil, saving the day, and they can act out their impulses in a safe setting. So,
I mean, I've never encouraged, I've never nurtured it. You know, they talk about nature versus nurture. I can tell you for a fact, when I found out I was having my first boy, I was terrified because I come from a family of girls. And so it wasn't like, let's go out and buy some toy guns straight off the bat.
No.
It didn't happen like that. It was very gradual. Like you said, they were drawn to it. They'd pick up a train track off their Thomas the Tank Engine set, and that would become a gun. It was just, for me, it is nature. Not all little boys. And in fact, some little girls like to join in the fun. I know it's very controversial. I might get absolutely...
I think it's almost worth pointing out as well what his dad's professional job is. Like, he was in the military. That's what dad did.
Yes.
So in a way, it's almost him, you know, all little boys look up to their dad's job and you know, imitate that, so to speak.
Did you play with guns when you were little, Scotty?
Absolutely. And I had friends who were banned from having guns. And they would do exactly what both of you have said. Water pistols and sticks.
Well, there is that issue too. What do you do when you associate shame with gunplay? Because I know that there are lots of parents who go into it going, my children will never have access to a toy gun. And I refuse to let them take part in it.
Mm.
But I also think that that breeds problems in itself when, when they start associating, oh, I'm bad because I want to play with that. I think just let them have it. Let them do what they're naturally inclined. It doesn't mean that they're going to become mass murderers, Sarah.
Mm. There's so many angles to this. We've got a whole heap of calls coming through. There's still a few lines open, though. 131060 is the phone number. Prince George playing with guns. The internet's blown up and said little boys should not be playing with guns.
Steve, what do you think?
Morning, ladies.
Morning.
Yeah, look, I grew up playing with toy guns. My five brothers grew up the same way. It had absolutely no adverse effects on us. And I think it's the problem is that adults project their problems onto children and children are inherently innocent.
I agree with you, Steve. I think that they're adult concepts and fears, and they are legitimate fears associated with real guns, but children don't put two and two together. And I just don't believe that a child that plays with a gun will then turn into a killer. I just think that is an absurd... There are many, many more things to be concerned about your child than your kid picking up a Nerf gun, right?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. And at the end of the day, the children shouldn't be exposed to the fears of adults because they don't need to be exposed to the problems that are in this world.
I agree.
They've got plenty of time to learn all about that.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Hey, Tina on 131060, should kids play with toy guns?
Well, we should not focus on what they're actually playing with. We should be focusing on their mental health and bringing up nice human beings. And we don't have these issues at the end of the day.
Yeah, I like
my
that, Tina.
Yeah, my kids used to play a game called the gun game. Now, I never knew the rules. There was never any guns, never any weapons, but they'd be running around the backyard having fun. And apparently all the kids in the neighbourhood knew the rules. And they're all fabulous people now. So focus on bringing up nice human beings. And as the other man just said, you know, we don't need to give the children the adult problems. It's
Tina, there can be pretty nasty games that kids play without guns. You know, games that involve exclusion of other kids.
Yeah.
Games that involve nasty, nasty comments.
Yeah.
I will give my 4.5-year-old a Nerf pistol any day and encourage him to be outside with his mates, running around, playing tactical games, and... I don't have an issue
And I
with
think
it.
The other thing too, Liz, is even if they don't have a toy gun on them, they've still got a thumb and a forefinger. So the number of boys I've seen running around, you know, like just making, if they don't have access to a toy gun, they'll make it themselves, whether it's
and
out
it's
of their actual hand or a stick or, as you said, a train track from the Thomas the
Tank
Engine
set. It's
not
about the actual toy. It's about the game behind
That's right.
it. Brad on 131060, what do you think about kids playing with toy weapons?
I've got no issue at all because my son, he's got a Nerf gun collection and he's got the ones like that look, make him look like a Terminator. Like they're huge, they're almost bigger than him. And he understands now that if I say, okay, I don't want to be shot, that's it. I'm out of the game. Like he doesn't shoot anyone that doesn't want to play.
Yes.
And so he won't just go pick one up and shoot because the way I see it, if I don't let him have it, he's going to go out and get a long stick and that's a sword and then start whacking people. Like, he's got to understand his boundaries of where he's allowed
when
and
there's
where he's
play,
not allowed.
When there's actually engaging in play, there's rules around that and there's consent implied in that. Chloe, round us out on 131060. Should kids play with guns? Toy guns.
Oh, you can't help it. That boys will be boys. I'm sorry. I've got a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. And when they're not whacking, biting, wrestling, flinging something at each other. They're shooting each other with their hand, with a stick, they're banging. That's just boys. And I've not encouraged that at all. That's, again, they will use their hand, they will use, like you said, a train track. My boys really like picking up sticks with like a little knobbly bit and turning it into a gun.
I hear you. I think Chloe, I think it's the PC Brigade gone bananas as per usual. And you know what? My kids have been super creative with their Nerf guns.
Remember that other time I was over there and I saw your 9-year-old boy, Liz, and he made this magnificent sword out of alfoil.
Yes. We also do
phenomenal
mods. We also modify our Nerfs and we spray paint them and we change the sniper things on them. I mean, some people would hate our household, I tell you, Sarah, but I don't see anything wrong with it at this stage. Thanks, guys.
Good chat, guys.
Good chat.
Hey, Liz, something happened at dinner, my dinner table last night that I'd like to share with you. So I have two daughters, 7 and 4, and I guess they're starting to have, a better understanding of what death means.
Sure.
I suppose, you know, we watched A Dog's Purpose on Saturday night, which was probably the most heart-wrenching movie I've seen in quite a while. So anyway, my youngest, my 4-year-old, said to me, "Mum, are you going to die one day?"
Mm.
And I said, "Well, yes, I will one day, but hopefully I'll be a very old lady and you'll have grown up and had children yourself." And she started to get teary.
Yeah.
You know, it was very sweet. But my 7-year-old thought she'd try and pep up the mood and she said, "But Mum, don't you worry. We are going to have a great funeral for you. All right, there's going to be amazing music. I will definitely make sure there is Elvis played."
Nice.
"And we will all clap you."
Wow.
It'll be so good, Mum. So I don't know whether to feel relieved or terrified that thought's gone into it.
I mean,
it was such a sweet gesture, but I was like, thank you.
She does like a party, your eldest. I mean, she doesn't discriminate.
I mean, that does sound like a good funeral, if that is possible.
It does. And seeing you're 70 years older than I am, I will be there too. And I will make sure we clap you.
Bit like after our show every morning. Yes.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You finished your porridge now?
No, I'm absolutely not. But chat among yourselves.
Oh, well. Went to the GP yesterday afternoon.
Oh, God. You happy now?
Yeah. Yep. My girl got her flu vax. That means we're all done. Wills just has to get his remaining meningococcal vaccine, which is waiting in the fridge for him. And then that'll be us needled out for 2018. Which is exciting. But the nurse was so good when she did it that my daughter didn't even know it had been done.
Yeah, they're amazing.
The Band-Aid went on and she said, "Is that it?" I'm like, "Yep, that's it."
Mm.
That's it. It's a real skill. And all it takes is a positive needle experience and then they're honky-dory for the rest of their lives.
That's right.
I think. Yeah. Do you like needles? Do you like getting blood taken as?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
I'm not a fan of getting bloods taken, but I'll do it. It doesn't bother me, but I'm not like, yay.
I think I'm of the mindset of it's going to help you in the long run.
They're not just
giving you...
Yes. Yeah.
Polio or something for the sake of it.
No. I can't ever watch a needle going in, but once it's in, I'm fine.
They're pretty small.
I can watch a needle going into like an upper arm or a thigh. Or a bottom.
Where else are they going?
Well,
not on me. I can watch it on other people, but...
No, I can watch it on me, but I do not like in the crook of your arm vein. Mm. I do not like vein puncture.
Oh, don't you?
No.
Oh, I think that's fascinating.
No. I don't even talk about it because the pear and the porridge might come up. I need to concentrate.
No.
I'm getting the sweats. I don't like veins.
I like the process of... Like finding
stop.
I love watching it come out. Yes, it's so interesting. And watching it come out, like the speed at which it comes out, or you know, you just pump your fist and then more comes out. But the thing is, Liz, you have such good veins.
I do.
For cannulation. Medical term. I think I've missed my calling actually. I think I should have sat GAMSAT.
Oh, whatever, Sarah.
I mean, I wouldn't
You've
have passed.
You've just always waited for an opportunity to say GAMSAT. It's like I know you as well as if I made you, okay? Like, I know that she has been waiting 37 years to go, "I need a sentence so that I can actually sound like I know what GAMSATs are."
I should have said GAMSAT.
And now she is happy. Her day is made. That's it. The sentence has
my
been
GAMSAT game over. Well, that's the, you know, if you don't know, that's the entry test that people sit for meds.
For the layman.
For the layman who wouldn't have sat GAMSAT. Yeah.
Like yourself.
No, I wouldn't have liked to have been a doctor because you had to touch so many people. I'm very selective in who I like to touch.
It wouldn't be for me, that's for sure. No,
and nurses, like special breeds of people.
Oh, God, yeah. It's a vocation. It's a calling.
I have a friend from school who's going through medical school right now.
Yeah?
What a doogie house.
Well, I mean, we're not that young.
No. Did he sit against that?
I don't know when you do it. Is it like
to
an
get
entry
into
test?
Yeah.
Well, I assume
to find
she
out
would
if
have
you're
then.
Smart enough. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
She didn't. Well, no, we won't go there.
Well,
she wasn't
exciting.
Smart enough
it's
for a local university.
It's important when you have, you know, there's the saying, weed your friendship garden. You've also got to fill your friendship garden with professionals who will help you in your life. So it's good to have a doctor. It's good to have a nurse. It's good to have a tradie. It's good to have a teacher. Do you agree, Lise?
What? I'm selling my motorcycle helmet on Facebook Marketplace. I'm in a very in-depth conversation about pickup. And
what are you selling? Your motorcycle helmet?
Yes,
has Dane approved this?
Yes, he has approved it because it was the helmet I wore when we had a road bike. And now with
what's the difference? Are you too good for a road bike now?
Now with the Harley, he feels that my road bike helmet isn't really appropriate. Also, I just want $60.
But why? What kind of? Why do you need a different helmet?
I already have one. He's already bought me one. It's a I don't know the proper term for them. I should have paid more attention. They just look different. The Harley helmets are a little bit more vintage looking, a little bit rounder, a bit more like a space, like astronaut helmet. Whereas
amazing.
The road bike helmet has a different shape up the front. Also, mine was pink with fairies on it. And I think he's over it.
So hang on.
He doesn't want me to ride pillion.
You're bitching to me about wearing floral underwear when you used to ride around with a pink road bike helmet with fairies on it. What are you, two?
They were biker fairies. They were black fairies.
What a loser.
Shut up. I bought it in France. I didn't have much to choose from.
Oh, that's the kind of thing I'd see in my car and be like, ugh.
Listen, you haven't lived if you haven't been on the back of a motorcycle, so whatever.
Well, I am alive because I haven't been on the back of a motorcycle. That's too much of a risk for me.
God. Of course it's risky. Of course it is. But we don't go hooning around. We just drive out to Samford for a cup of coffee. And a light lunch.
You sound like you're going to start doing ads for APIA, like pensioners insurance
it
agency
pretty much
soon.
Is like that, actually. That is exactly what it's like.
Samford is nice.
Mm. All right, happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I think I'm done with Lisa's porridge bolus creation sounds.
Yes, morning suits them fine. Thanks, Tanisha.
Lame fairy helmet sold.
Well, I hope so.
You can get warmed up with Skinnies. Check out the original Ugg boots at skinnies.com.au.
Well, that was a podcast of those two girls.